You were saying that there was there was actual value in repeating, and that there were some interesting characters in Star Wars.
Yeah, and the new characters are very promising. I think will develop in interesting ways. There's a new villain.
He was awful.
Oh yeah,
he was pathetic. Come on, that was a pathetic damn.
Yeah, and
if you take it as the tortured, completely screwed up by the new bad guy.
He's emo Darth. I'm not interested in emo Darth.
Yeah, look, I think he had daddy issues, let's be honest.
He was awful.
Yeah, he was.
The dialogue was witty. It was fun. The pacing was good. The special effects were tremendous.
That's true.
Although that super duper Death Star, the repetition annoyed me. So, was it a good film? I think it was a good Star Wars film. It did what it had to do.
Okay, well, it was better than the prequels. Absolutely better than prequels. Probably better than certain chunks of Episode 6, because way too many Ewoks in that. I mean, Ewoks are cute, but there was just way too much Ewok action in 6.
I'm going to be stuck because I loved the first three films.
But this
one
is excellent.
And because every time I'm going to revisit Star Wars, it's in with the eyes of a 15-year-old or 12-year-old who loved those first three films. So there's a bit of me thinking I'm being overly harsh of it because it's not what they were like to me.
I agree.
But on the other hand, I look at the space operas we've seen over the last few years, the Guardians of the Galaxy and even the redone Star Trek, the first of the redone Star Trek films, and the and I know it's crap in its own way, but Pacific Rim. And they were grand, exciting moments to watch, and this wasn't. And it's not as if we can't... Star Wars, Guardians of the Galaxy was the Star Wars sequel I wanted. It had all the excitement of it, and this one didn't.
And I guess this is where it comes down as well. Okay, J.J. Abrams as the director. And he's an excellent director. I mean, I watched Alias, loved Alias, and various other things that he did. And he rebooted Star Trek, and he's rebooting Star
Wars. And he did all right with Star Trek. I've got to give him credit for that one. I enjoyed that a lot more than I thought.
But I'm getting to this feeling that he doesn't do anything, he's just not doing anything original anymore. He's just rebooting franchises that need to be rebooted. And he's much better than that. So that's part of the reason why I am dissatisfied. I know he can do so much better than he did.
Yeah.
With this movie.
But what you've got to bear in mind in terms of this Star Wars, it's for the people who saw episodes 1, 2 and 3, and are wondering whether they're going to go and continue watching Star Wars.
It was a fan service Star Wars.
Yeah,
it had all the old characters, so that you could say, oh, I remember them, isn't that nice?
And for those who didn't grow up with the first three episodes, that is episodes 4, 5 and 6, it brought them back into that universe, kicked it off, some interesting new characters, some potentials development.
Had a CD bar full of weird aliens.
The plan is to let one mediocre one through that says, hey, you know, maybe the new franchise isn't going to be so bad anymore. And then they're going to go off on these secondary ones like the Rebel thing, Rogue Squadron or whatever they're doing next. And create new and interesting stuff. And we're going to watch it because we thought, hey, you know, the last one wasn't as bad as we thought it would
be. True. And it's Disney. They will get as much out of it as they can.
So perhaps that's the intent. Yeah. Perhaps this wasn't intended to be good. It was meant to be okay in preparation so that we're now more willing to see.
It reassures you that it's not like episodes 1 to 3.
No risk at all because they're planning lots of extra stuff.
Yeah.
True. But they made $1 billion within a week or something.
Yeah, okay. Was it a great film? No.
No. But it was
a good Star Wars film.
Well, so long as you're not just counting it based on the first three decent ones. But
episodes 4, 5, 6.
It was an okay Star Wars film, better than prequels.
It wasn't Caravan of Courage quality, but then what is? Sorry, it's just over.
Before we get episode 8, they're doing a side film.
That's what I'm referring to.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Rogue Squadron or whatever it is. And that's going to be interesting. And I think it's more that that's what this is about. This is, I'm now willing to see Rogue Squadron or whatever the next one is because this wasn't crap. I'm willing to give another one a shot.
That's
where they got a chance to do something new, a new story, and play around.
They made a lot of money.
Look, it made heaps of money. It's rekindled interest in Star Wars.
No one has to come.
Most of us are willing to say we'll watch the associated stuff and see how good it is.
And I didn't even remotely regret going to see it, which is a plus.
That's true.
Because
I didn't regret seeing it.
Films where I don't
feel
that strong.
A little more.